experience this weekend. We had a family reunion here in Kasi, and we got to meet with some of my cousins and my sister and some of the others, and we went to the Kasi Cafe, and we started swapping stories and memories, and we went out to the cemetery, and we spent several hours out there, and somewhere along there, I got some kind of thing going on. It's just messing with my voice this morning, so y'all be praying for me, but I enjoyed that time so much. It's a time that I look forward to spend a little bit of time with my family. You know, as a cowboy, I think about what as a cowboy am I thankful for? All you guys out there that ride horses and work cattle every day, what are you thankful for? You know, you think about, well, I'm thankful I got a good horse, one that I can depend on, one that I don't have to worry about, that if I get on him, if it's been a day or 2 days, if I jump on him, he's the same. A good, strong saddle that I can put on him, and I know if I tie off to something and I rope it, that it's going to hold. It's not going to snap and break. A good rope. Just things that you're thankful for, the little things that you use on a daily basis. But as a Christian, as a man, I think about, what am I thankful for? What am I thankful for me as a person, as a believer? I am thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for everything that she does for me, how she keeps our home. I'm thankful for my children. But as a believer, I think that I've become a little bit spoiled. I know you're shocked, right? You're thinking, what is he talking about? I think I'm spoiled. I think I'm like a lot of people. God has blessed me so richly. I have so many things to be thankful for, I take them for granted. I do. I take them for granted. I think about the things, the everyday things that God blesses me with, I just take it for granted. I take for granted my health. I take for granted my family. I take for granted you. Somehow along the line, we as believers in this country have become complacent. We have become a nation that's not thankful for what God has blessed us with. Amen? Think about it. How God richly blesses you individually, your family, our whole area that we live in. There's so many people out there that don't have anything. And we have so much. We have our houses, our cars, our trucks, our trailers. You know, we don't have just enough food for today. We have enough food for tomorrow, for next week, for the rest of the month. You think about it. We store up food. We have it. It's there. We're not going to go hungry. If we are, if we think we don't have enough, there's somebody here that'll be glad to feed us as family, right? But we take for granted we are so far blessed beyond other folks. I want you to open up your Bibles to Colossians 1:11. We forget sometimes who to give credit to for our blessings, who to be thankful to and be thankful for. We're going to be reading from Colossians 1:11-14. It says, we also pray that you will be strengthened with all glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to His people who live in the light. For He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. You know, we should be thankful for Jesus Christ this morning, because what He did for us on the cross, how He took our place on the cross. We've been given so much each and every day. You know, being careful doesn't come naturally to us. Being grateful doesn't come naturally. We have been taught by our parents to instill us to say thank you. You know, when you were a kid, didn't your parents, when someone would give you a gift or hand you something, they'd say, well, say thank you. We start when we're little bitty. Why? Because it doesn't come natural for us to be thankful for what is given to us. Can't you just imagine what that little child is thinking when you tell them to do that? That all they can think about is, I just want to get into whatever it is. I could care less. If this is what I got to do to get to have this, then I'll do it. Thank you. You know, they're not really grateful for it, are they? Not really. It hasn't sunk in what gratefulness is. But how are we doing that today? Things are given us to us on a daily basis from our Heavenly Father, and most times we don't even thank Him for it. We take it for granted, as if it's a rite of passage for us. It's kind of like, well, I deserve it because of this or that, because I've been good. Man, I tell you, thankfulness is something, it is a learned attitude that we have to have. It's a state of mind that we have to work on a daily basis. Things that happen to us each and every day, 100 times a day, that we should be thankful for. Some of the things that you could be grateful for in a day's time, it can start out something like that, that God loves me even when I was not lovable. How many of you are lovable every day? Whoop. Whoever, whoop! And not all of us are always lovable. Some of us get a little bit testy during the day, don't we? Sometimes we just get right down stinky. I mean, our attitude just... Well, I can't probably say that from the pulpit, but it stinks. I might as well say it. It sucks. But there you go. It stinks. I thought it. I might as well said it. But that's the way we are. Sometimes we're not having a great day. But God loves us even on those times when we're really unlovable. I'm thankful that He didn't want me to have to die for my sins, so God sent His only Son to die in my place, for the wages of sin is death, so I could enjoy eternal life. You know, it says that it only takes one sin to cause death. Just one. It separates us from God just one time. And I think about all the sins that I commit on a daily basis. If I didn't have that forgiveness when I asked for it, where would I be? I'd be dead. If I didn't have that life-giving, it's okay, I forgive you, your sins are washed away, what would my life be like? Where would I end up? That's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that He does forgive me for everything I do on a daily basis. And I'm thankful that He meets my every need. Every one of them. Even the ones that I don't even know about, He provides it for me. You know, I think about sometimes I'll go, why is this guy so slow in front of me? It's 75 miles an hour and he's doing 45. And I'm thinking to myself, why is it that I have to go through this? Why? And I can't pass. There are 10 million cars coming at me, so I'm just going to have to slow down. That's what it was like when I first moved out here. When I first came from the Magnolia, the thriving metropolis of Magnolia, to the Cossie area, the traffic it just seems like nothing to me. But when I got here, it was just like, man, I got to go, fast. But I've kind of slowed down. Some of you would say, well, you hadn't slowed down enough. But me and my brother-in-law, we were coming up to the Cossie Cafe, and Claudia and my sister were in front of us, and I said, take a good look at her, Sonny. I said, that's the last time you're going to see her till we get to the cafe. I said, because she's just like Mario Andretti. She gone. And sure enough, boy, we turned around and she was gone. She was ready to get there. Meets my every need. He walks with me through every experience, every situation. You know, even when things are at their darkest, when things look their worst, I always have someone to reach out to and say, I'm not alone. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been so down, so troubled in your heart that you just felt like there's just nobody I can turn to? Not my spouse. Nobody understands what I'm going through. Guess what? There's always one. The Father. He has always got His hand reaching down. All you have to do is take it. I am so thankful for that. That He does that for me in every situation. He comforts me when I'm sad. Anybody ever been sad? Ever gone through a loss in your family where you've lost your father, your mother, or brother, or sister, your best friend, your spouse, a child, God forbid? If you've ever been in that situation to where that the sadness just overwhelms you, God comforts you. He picks you up. Just like your mom and dad did when you were crying and you got hurt. They picked you up and they just patted you. Took care of you. Tried to make you feel better. God doesn't try to make you feel better. God makes you feel better. He brings comfort, doesn't He, when we are down and we are hurting. And He also heals us when we're sick. I know that a lot of you probably think, well, you know, I'm still sick, and He hadn't healed me yet. It takes time, a lot of time, for God to do what He needs to do, doesn't it? Because His time frame is a lot longer than ours. 1,000 years or 2,000 years for a day or for an hour. It takes time for God to heal. But everything He does, He has a reason for doing it. He has a purpose. I had, my ears was popping open and closing and popping open and closing. And just, I mean, it's opening and it sounded like everybody was going, la, 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 la. It was just driving me nuts. And I said, man, Lord, You got to help me. This is driving me nuts. Because I can only hear out of one ear anyway, and it was giving me trouble. So my wife says, oh, you need to put this in your ear. And I put it in there, and boom. Next morning I woke up, I was fine. God met my need. He healed me. Last but not least, He gives me peace. He gives me joy. He gives me strength when I'm weak. He's my shield when I'm being attacked. He's my rock when life is trying to wash me away and defeat me. I have something to hold on to. He's my everything. Without God's love and grace, where would I be? I'd be lost, is what I'd be. I'd be lost. So what are you grateful for this year? What has God done for you? What is God going to do for you? What has He done for you in the past, all year long? This time of year is not just being thankful for what we're doing right now, here. That's where most of us look. What's happening right now? But if you took and made yourself, I'm not a journal writing guy, or what's that other thing that the ladies, a diary. I don't keep a diary. But sometimes God impresses on my heart to write something down on my day planner that He did for me that day. And I can go back and I can look at it and go, man, look what God did. I remember that. I was down and out and I was down to my last penny, and money showed up. God bless me. We need to start remembering what God does for us all the year long. That's what Thanksgiving really is about. It's not about the turkey, but it's pretty good, isn't it? It's not about the dressing, though I love it. The giblet gravy, I'm making y'all hungry on purpose. It's not about the different pies and cakes that are made on that day. It's about what we're thankful for God for giving us all year long. The question that I have for you this morning, have you thanked Him for it? Have you thanked Him for it yet? It's not too late. You can be thankful starting right now. It's kind of like when I talked about Wednesday night, when light has been shown on something, when someone brings something to your attention and you can see it, it's not too late to do something about it. If you see dirt on the floor, all of a sudden the light turns on and you see dirt, it's not too late. You can pick it up. You didn't see it before because it was dark. Light has been shown this morning, God's light, on whether you have a thankful heart for everything that He does for you each and every day, each and every hour, each and every minute. We should have a heart of thankfulness, being thankful for everything. You go, well, I just don't see if I had a flat tire, how I can be thankful for that. A lot of times, God gives you a flat tire because if He didn't, you'd have a wreck right up at the next crossing. He slows you down. You can be thankful even in the midst of the worst storm that you've ever been in. The worst flood. You can go, oh my goodness, man, we're getting flooded. You can be thankful for that. Because a couple of months later, you might be in the worst drought you've ever seen in your life. You have to be thankful for what God gives you, don't you? Right now, we're experiencing rain. I can remember just a few months ago, we were complaining about everything was so dry. If we could just get a little bit of rain on them oats, if we could just get a little bit of rain on that ryegrass, boy, we'd be doing good. I got it planted. If I could just get a little moisture, man, it'd pop up. Now everything's green and lush, isn't it? God has blessed us. We can be thankful for those things. But have you thanked Him for it? That's the question He asked. I want to hear from you. Prayer is not a one-way conversation, is it? We do it that way sometimes. We won't, and we go, thank you. We're gone. Take time to listen. Let God talk back to you and remind you through the Holy Spirit what you can be thankful for. All the things that He does for you, does for your family, does for your children, does for your brothers and sisters in Christ, does for this community. We are blessed to live in this community. We are highly favored. You look at the poor folks in France this morning, what they're going through. Are we not blessed to be where we are? Are we not blessed beyond measure where we're at right now? We can be thankful for even that. Thankful for everything. Thank the Lord this morning for what He's done for you. And keep that thankfulness all the way through Thanksgiving. And through all that good food that you're going to enjoy. Be thankful. Even if it's just a ham sandwich, it don't matter. You can be thankful for it. Amen? Let's take the covers off, guys. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just thank You this morning. I just lift up this congregation this morning, Lord. Everyone that's here, Father, that they would remember what we're to be thankful for. Thankful for our salvation. Thankful that You sent Your Son. Thankful for the clothes we have, the food that we have, for the lives that we have. We are so blessed. Father, just continue to remind us, because we need reminding. We need to be told, Father, over and over, how blessed we are. We need to constantly be in a state of thankfulness to You for everything that comes into our life. It says to be thankful in all circumstances. When Jesus knelt and He prayed to His Father, He thanked Him for the many blessings that He gave Him. Father, even more so should we be thankful, Father, because we do not deserve it. Not one thing that You bless us with, but You do it anyway. there's anyone here, Lord, that doesn't know you, Father, if they haven't believed on you as their Lord and Savior, that you raised Jesus from the dead, and that he is alive this morning, Lord, I just pray that they would not leave this place without accepting you as their Lord and Savior, believing, receiving that free gift of eternal life. I just ask for protection as people leave today. I ask for us to be in a state of thankfulness from now on. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for everything you do for us every single day. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Being thankful. How many of y'all are thankful this morning?